Here's how you get over a breakup fast. I have a friend going through a breakup right now that's been struggling, and I've had a lot of breakups in my life and watched and helped a lot of others. You will love hearing the hope I've got to share with you today. As I've been talking with my friend about his breakup, he says, "Thank you, I feel really hopeful." And the first suggestion I'll give you to get over a breakup fast is to, one, connect with other people. Connect with other people and listen to what other people are going through. While I do suggest you share your breakup story, also be interested in hearing other people's breakup stories. You'd be amazed at what a great opportunity having a breakup is to hear about parts of your friends and families and even acquaintances and coworkers' past that you never heard of. I know how painful breakups are. I was drawn to self-harm and addiction when I had breakups in the past. So I understand that pain of loneliness, of feeling like you're never going to find that person, of depression about why is the world this way? Can't one person just love me? I know that pain. And you can tell I've been out of that pain for a long time. I've been dating my wife for more than 12 years now, married for more than 10 years, and been very happy the entire time. And I can tell you that right before I met my wife, I had just went through that loneliness pain again. I'm grateful I never settled. So the second way you can get over a breakup fast is if you can look at your relationship and honestly say that this wasn't the best person for you, or you weren't the best person for them, because it's not all about you. It doesn't matter if you love them and they did everything for you and you'll never find anybody like them again. That story is obviously crap. Do you realize how many people there are in the world? There's like a million people for everybody. This is a big world full of a lot of people. And the magic is finding a relationship where you and the person you're with really love each other and grow together. And if that's not your relationship, breaking up now is much better. Would you prefer to marry the person or to have kids with them? Or if you've already got those things, would you prefer to keep dragging this out and keep taking up more and more time of your life with this person when you know it's not right? My friend that's going through a breakup says that he knows that that girl is not the one for him, and yet he has to face this loneliness. He's the one who broke up with her, and he feels so bad, and he's scared. And I tell him, look, there's not gonna be any doubt when you find the right person. And if there is any doubt in your mind as to whether this person is right and what if I don't find the one, then you clearly haven't found a person that's very compatible. When I met my wife, there was no doubt that she was right for me. Now, she's not a singularity. There's lots of other women and maybe some men that could be right for me. Because as I said before, this is a big world. And when we have a breakup, we often get stuck in our own minds and our world gets to be very small. It's just us and our lonely, bleeding heart. And I've been there and I've nearly ended it all from that pain. And I'm glad I've made it through that because I had hope. Just a little bit of hope sometimes, because I saw my parents stay together for over 30 years before my dad passed. I saw other people having great relationships. So a big third tip for you to get over this breakup is to look at other people having great relationships. And instead of letting jealousy consume you and saying, why did they get to have this and I don't? Look and say, that person and this couple having a great relationship is proof that I can have one too. Because they're not special and you're not special. There's billions of people on this planet. I'm sure there's someone who would love to be with you. And a breakup is a great opportunity to take inventory of what you have to offer. Because a breakup can seem scary if you don't think you have anything to offer. If you don't understand the value you have to give to someone else. If you understand that you've got a lot to give to someone else, then it's not scary. It's even could be exciting. It could be exciting to think, who am I going to meet next? So I suggest number 4 tip, lean into curiosity. As kids, we've often been programmed to stomp out curiosity. Curiosity sucks. Don't ask questions. Don't think about what could happen. Just do what you're told. Put your head down and try and survive this awful life. What I found is that curiosity often helps me through really bad situations. And not by thinking how much worse can this get, but how can this get better? Not really sure right now, but I'm excited to see how it will get better. If you're in a breakup and you're really hurting, then the only logical place you're going to go from here is up. There's a concept in statistics called regression to the mean. And while that's a fancy statistical term, what it means is if you feel really bad, you're going to feel better without even doing anything. Because we have this what is normal or a baseline feeling for us. And if you get way above that, as you've noticed, you may come down a bit. If you get really happy and excited and life is so good and it's fantastic, you might not be surprised if a few days later you have a bit of a bad mood and a down mood and a depressed mood. But what helps me when I get down and depressed and hurt, and I do, even though I have a wonderful partner, wonderful kids, and I'm a YouTuber and living everything in my life is how I want it, and I still get depressed sometimes. Because this mind naturally is a waveform. It goes up and down. And my average is very happy and excited and grateful. So it's quite a shock to me when my mind goes into everything sucks. Life is meaningless. And what helps me through that is to know that if I'm experiencing the bad feelings, the hurt feelings, the confused feelings, the scared feelings, then I'm going to correct and go back up to feeling really great. If you're in a breakup, you can look forward to a lot of happiness coming your way in the future. What makes it worse is when you look at, oh, this hurts so much, which it certainly does when you've intertwined your heart with someone else's and you've made your life with them, and for whatever reason, the relationship ends. I understand that that can hurt, but it's foolish to look at the hurt and to expect that that's going to last forever. I'm going to suggest it'll last as long as you want it to. If you truly are tired of feeling bad over a breakup, if you're really tired of it, you'll start feeling better. And the number one way to feel better is to start taking some actions. It's unreasonable to lay around in bed all day and watch all these sad TV shows and to sit in your house and to cry and moan and expect that you should feel better. What are you doing for someone else? My fifth suggestion is if you're having a hard time, get out there and help somebody else. That's what has saved my life. When I was having a real hard time, especially quitting drinking and with breakups, getting out there and helping somebody else. Something as simple as just going to work and trying to do some good for somebody else. Calling my parents, calling a friend, and not just calling because they need to cheer me up, but calling maybe I can cheer them up. And realizing that your pain is an opportunity for someone else to help you. I swear my mother loves it when I have a bad day, because then she has more of an opportunity to help me than usual. Sometimes just telling my mother how bad I feel, I start instantly feeling better because it creates this huge desire in her to help me feel better. I know as soon as I tell her I'm not feeling good, her desire to help me feel better is instantly cranking up to full volume. Your pain is an opportunity to connect with new people, to change habits. When I had my worst breakup of my life, which resulted in losing my job and moving out and leaving all my friends behind, I made some of the most positive changes I've ever made before. I got out of an environment where I was very lonely and living by myself, and I moved home with my parents. And instead of just grinding it out as a police officer every day, trying to make all this money with overtime, then spending it all at the strip club, finding girls to date that one of us wasn't good for the other one, and then being miserable, going down the drain mentally and doing it all over again day after day, I got out of the grind, moved home with my parents, took some quality time to just rest, take care of myself, play some video games, watch TV with my parents, go and do stuff with my parents, and go back to school. I ended up going to graduate school. As soon as I moved home with my parents, I knew I'd have to be working towards some objective, like graduate school or a career, and graduate school seemed the best track to take, both because I wanted to and because it gave me the opportunity to do nothing for a year before graduate school, because of course I had to apply and I had to wait and get accepted. And I got accepted into University of South Florida, got almost full paid ride and a job. I moved to Tampa, Florida. The worst breakup, the craziest time in my life in 2009, set me up to have the best time of my life starting in 2011 and continuing for 12 years. That breakup, I learned so much from that breakup. And I learned both that I had a lot to offer as a partner and that I needed to find someone that was compatible with me. That I couldn't date someone else who was an alcoholic like me. I had to date someone who would be complimentary in that department, who would be more of an Al-Anon or an enabler or a caretaker, and who would take good care of themselves. And I found my wife, and the compatibility was instant. And we moved in within 6 months of dating. I had never moved in with a woman before. At the age of 20, we moved in 2011, so I was 27. I moved in for the first time with a woman, even though I dated and had relationships. And all the pain I experienced dating set me up to have a wonderful marriage. I had more pain, as much or more pain dating, and as many or more failures than any of my friends, often more than several of my friends put together. Most of them enjoyed lots of monogamous relationships that were pretty happy lots of the times. Me, I barely could string together a relationship here and there. I'd always be either getting rejected or trying to get rid of some girl that wasn't taking my rejection. I'd always be picking some girl up and then sad when it didn't work out. My friends consistently had to console me through my breakups. And that got me to a place all that pain was transmuted into learning, into growth. Breakups provide very valuable learning and growth. One of the biggest things you can do to transform a breakup and to get out of this place of feeling so bad about it is to start thinking, what do I learn from this? What do I learn from this? And don't take stupid negative lessons that, oh, all men are jerks or all women are gold diggers or whatever your mind is telling you that's stupid. Don't take that kind of a lesson out of it. Take a positive lesson out of it. For example, if you aren't feeling that you're attractive, take an opportunity that, I'm so insecure that I think this breakup is the end of my dating life and I'll never have a person this good again. Why don't I work on myself and see if what I can do to make myself more attractive? Maybe the learning opportunity is, this is a good time to check in with your diet and your sleep habits and your career and to look at your life and think about what kind of life am I living and who would want to be with a person living this kind of life, knowing that almost everybody wants to have a partner. There is someone for you. And the last suggestion I'll give here is to, if you're living in an area where perhaps if you get have a breakup with someone, perhaps that might be the last person in your area that's single. I used to live in Columbia, South Carolina, and there were two dateable men that matched what I was looking for if you used a dating site and put certain criteria like college education, age, etc. There were two men for every one woman that matched my criteria. And dating in Columbia, South Carolina for me was difficult because the odds were stacked against me because there were many more eligible bachelors there than there were eligible bachelorettes. I remember I hated the bars in Columbia, it would always be a sausage fest. That's where there's a lot of dudes and not a lot of ladies. I go to Charlotte, North Carolina with my friends one time. We go up into a bar there, and the whole bar is hot chicks and there's hardly any dudes. I'm like, oh my God, where has this bar been? And then I figured it out. I'm like, wow, Columbia, South Carolina, dating's been brutally difficult because the odds are stacked against me. I need to go somewhere where the odds are stacked in my favor. Like Charlotte, North Carolina, the odds are stacked in the eligible bachelor's favor. And this is especially relevant if you are in a more niche demographic, like if you're gay or if you have certain preferences that, for example, you want to date just single moms or single dads, or you want to just date someone younger, older, etc. Then there are certain places you can go that will have a lot of the people you want to date. Like if you're gay, St. Pete, Florida is a great place. There's a lot of gay people here. If you're an attractive single man, St. Pete is a great place for you. Because there's lots of attractive women who move to St. Petersburg, Florida. But there's not a lot of attractive single straight guys that move to St. Pete, Florida. That's why I found a wife very quickly when I moved to Tampa. Because before I moved to Tampa, I checked the dating sites. And I saw that there were 2,000 women who matched my search criteria within a 1-hour drive of Tampa. And there were 1,000 men that matched the same search criteria. That means it's 4 times easier for me to date in Tampa, Florida, compared to me dating in South Carolina. 4 times easier. That means you take away one dude and add one woman. Oh my God, that makes a difference. And that's why in Columbia, South Carolina, I was devastated, because when things didn't work out with this really attractive girl, I'm like, oh my God, I'm done. Like, this is it, I'm finished. I moved to Tampa, Florida, I'm like, oh my God, it's like The Bachelor up in here. There are so many attractive women, I can lock down exactly what I want and what's good for me. And my wife's like, you know, she might say the other end of that. Like, I just had to settle for whoever came along. But you want to put the odds in your favor. And a breakup could be a good chance to make sure you stack the odds in your favor. And to figure out where you can position yourself so that you can be free to choose. And to know that if you're, for example, an attractive man and you move to St. Pete, Florida, you're doing the women here a favor. That's really nice of you, because they need more guys like me, except, see, I'm married now. That's what happens. There's not a lot of guys that are single and attractive here, because if you're halfway decent, some woman's going to lock you down here. Whereas if I lived out in the country, as I know I have some friends that do, and or Columbia, South Carolina, it's going to be difficult. A guy like me could easily be single out there, as I was a lot. So I hope this helps you with your breakup. Your breakup can be one of the best things that's ever happened to you. Especially if you feel like it's one of the worst things that's ever happened to you, this is a great opportunity to turn it around. And I know it hurts, but remember who you are. I am not this mind. I'm not this body. I'm not my story. I am the spirit that gives this life, that is here experiencing this. I am here for the journey, for the ride, the joy of the human experience. And the things that happen to me do not define me. The things I observe and participate in are not me. Who I am never changes. I am that which controls this body and this mind. I am here for all of the human experience. Not just what you'd call good. Not just happiness and joy and freedom. But I'm here for the bad too. And when I feel down, I remember, this suffering is delicious. It's nasty and I like it. Enjoy your breakup. Enjoy your breakup. It can be the best thing that ever happened to you. If you can turn that pain into learning, you will get massive amounts of pleasure as your reward from this breakup. Now, last point I want to address. I had a family member who was trying to put out there that they were too old. They hadn't dated. They were in their 50s. Too old. It's too late for me. And I said, and they went out on one online date and were ready to just give up. This online dating doesn't work. It's not going to work out. I said, is it reasonable to expect to try something for the first time and just it works immediately? In what area of life do you do that? Almost every area of life, you have to suffer and struggle and figure things out. No matter who you are, there's somebody that you can enjoy being with. And as long as you're here, there must be opportunities to learn and grow. If you're so stiff and rigid that there's nothing that will be right for you, the Tao Te Ching tells us that things that are stiff and rigid are death. Things in death are stiff and rigid. Things in life are flexible and grow. So what are you? If you have the chance to grow and are flexible and you want to live, you absolutely can find love and romance. I don't care if you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. There is someone out there who needs your love. And if you have an open mind and are flexible and ready to receive, it will come to you. Or you will run into them. Thank you for watching all of this on Jerry Banfield Recovery or listening on a Jerry Banfield Show podcast. Really appreciate your love and support. I'm a full-time YouTuber. I told you I love what I do. I searched out some other videos and I'm like, man, you know, I found one. I'm like, I got to talk about this. So if this was helpful for you, would love for you to subscribe to Jerry Banfield Recovery, where I talk about recovering from a hopeless state of mind and body, whether that's alcoholism, addiction, or just being down, handling everyday things in life. If this was helpful, love for you to subscribe on Jerry Banfield Recovery and or keep listening on the Jerry Banfield Show podcast. Thanks for being here, and I'll hope to see you on another video soon.